Weiter in Shas and Daf Ayin Hey, picking up on Ayin Dalim Abayis by the bottom of the page, 11 lines up, middle of the line, Rava Amar. So we ended off, we had two different psukim. One pasuk says, that belosimi tahara, when a woman finishes her days of tahara, she's allowed to go ahead and she can have something right away. And we have another pasuk that says, v'chiper alea koin, the koin is v'chaper for tahara, and she's tahor. We're trying to figure out what is that talking about. So we say one pasuk is talking about truma, and the other pasuk is talking about Kodesh. Once the carbon is brought, it's going to be Kodesh, and before that, immediately, is going to be Truma. The way that we knew that there was is because we spoke about which one is more Chamor, which makes more sense. Now the Gemara is going to say, Rava says that even without that, still the first Pasuk can't be talking about Kodesh. You wouldn't have thought the first one's talking about Kodesh. It can't be that you eat Kodesh before bringing a carbon, because as we're going to see right now, the Pasuk says, as we have a Pasuk which seems to imply that until let me read you the pasuk. Rava Amar, Rava says, Belo Anach Nefishin, even if you don't want to say that it's more machmir to get into kachim, still you wouldn't have said that the first pasuk is talking about kachim. Lo Ben Tzis Amart, because Amar Kral, the pasuk says, V'chipar Alea Koin V'Tahira. And the pasuk tells that the Koin is going to be mechaper for her, and she'll become, and she's going to become pure. Now, what is that we learn from that concept? That implies that until that point, she's Tameh. Therefore, she can't touch kachim. So it must be that the first pasuk isn't talking about truma, as we say, mechal shi tamea v'isagadayt v'kachim v'nasitam v'kachim ikri kan v'habaser sher yiga b'chol tamei lo yechel. Anyone who touches can become tamei. Elish ba'amina, but truma must be that first pasuk which talks about tahara, which is good as soon as she finishes, until even before she brings the carbon, is talking about truma. Frek the gemara maskeflor if she should bring the ravidia as the gemara. Why? Where am I? You really want to tie that the first pasuk is talking about that when she finishes her days of tahara, that she is talking about truma over there? Mitzvah truma ksivacha v'atani v'olim tana b'risa daber el b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk starts off by saying, speak to b'nei Yisrael. Ein li ela b'nei Yisrael. I only know this halacha if it's by somebody who was born actually as a Jew and a woman who then went through this whole process is that they're going to become tameh when they give birth. But giyoris a shifcha mishucherichs minayin, had them with their tameh when they become birth. Tamed lomar isha, the pasuk says the word isha, which means no matter what a woman is, any woman who goes ahead and is able to give birth, oh, my phone.
If you want to think that this is talking about truma over here, giyoris a shifcha benos mechal truma ninu. What is a giyoris and a shifcha? These are people that are allowed to have truma. Amarava, hold on a second. Velo, you want to tell me where this is not talking about truma? The haksi, beep, turn the page. Ayin heyam and aleph. The haksi b'chol kodesh lo siga. It says in b'chol kodesh, any kodesh, don't touch it. L'rabas a truma, which is coming to include truma. So we see pretty straightforward. Elakra mili mili kachashiv. It's speaking out different halachas that have to do with when a woman has a baby, but even though it doesn't apply to every single instance. In fact, the Gemara tlasa kray b'truma lamali. Why do I have to have three different psukim that talk about truma? We have one pasuk that talks about, that says that uba shemesh for taher, talking about truma. We have another one talking about when the woman finishes her days of tahara. And we have another one saying ish ish mikol zera aron, that he's not allowed to have kodesh until it becomes tahor, which we know is talking about truma. So says Gemara Tzrichi, we have to say all three. Di me'ad asher yitar, if we would just have the pasuk it says ish ish, which talks about the only he can only have truma once it becomes tahor, lo have a yadana b'may, I wouldn't know what it is we're talking about. We wouldn't know, is it enough just to go to the mikvah, or does he have to have the night come, or does he have to bring the karban? Therefore, the pasuk comes to tell you, Baal Shem Shatayr means right away, as soon as the sun sets, you could have truma. Because Rachmanu Baal Shem should have just said that, and Hani Mili de la Bar Kapar would have said this only talking about a person that's not a Bar Kapar, doesn't have to bring a carbon. Aval de Bar Kapar, if someone needs to bring a carbon, then Ema Adam Isi Kapar only once he brings it. Kas Rachmanu Ad Melos, therefore it says until you finish, which means it's automatic, like about the woman who finishes her Dume Tara, that she doesn't have to do anything and then she's good. Because Rachmanu Ad Melos, then eventually would have said of that one, then Havamina feel below Tvila would have said, even without going to the Mikwah, because Rachmana ad asher yitar until it becomes tahor, meaning he goes to the mikvah. That's why you can have all three. Well, hachtana, the polygali, the tana bidire bishmal, the amar. What about the one who argues and says, bizav bal shalosh ri'ios mitzara mukhla takos of medaber? He's of the opinion, it says that this pasuk is talking about a zav who saw three times, and a mitzara mukhlat, not muskar, but mukhlat, and these have to bring a kapara. They have to bring a carbon. The high Adash Yitar means, what does it mean? How do they understand Adash Yitar? They're not allowed to have Kodesh until it becomes pure. Means Ad Maisi Kapar, until it actually brings the Kapar, means he brings the carbon. Why would I need two psukim by Kachim? Shrei Kroi by Kachim Lamli, rather than have two of them. One of them that comes and says that he's not allowed to have. And then we have another pasuk which says, If it only would have written by a yoledes, that's because of the fact she's got a lot of tuma going on over there, meaning it's a very long time. Much as shmonim yom lechios shumu kachim, aval bezav him alo. It's by zav. Nah, that's not the problem. Then it wouldn't have to. He doesn't have to wait until he brings his carbon. He could do it even right away because achman bezav if only written by zav that he has to become tar before eating the kachim. Then delo hutter miklalo. There's no exceptions by a zav. As soon as he sees something going on, it's going to become tame. Aval yoledes by yoledes emalo. There's an exception to the rule when it comes to yoledes. Rashi says yoledes hutra miklala shuro dam b'tahora l'bayla. Sometimes when she's tahor by seeing dam during a certain period of time, aval zav lo hutra miklala the kol kamer de lo pasuk tame. So emalo, I would say maybe that this doesn't apply to her also. She doesn't have to wait to bring the carbon or from Bitar, it's Sricha, therefore has to write both of them. In fact, the Gemara, Bamayim Yuva Vitame Adaare of Lamali. This pasuk is talking about some sort of kli that becomes tame by touching his sheretz, and it seems to be saying it's got to wait till the night. Now the question is, why do you need that? It says Rashi, Al Karchach L'Chuma, I read this pasuk is about Chuma, Midabai Erev Shemesh, but Lamali, why do I need this altogether? Typically, Miba Shemesh V'Tar, which we learned that from already. It says Gemara, Rav Zera, Linegia. This is coming to teach you. They're not even allowed to touch it. Rashi says, "Dekrad the leel ba'chila mishtayi." You're talking about eating. Kiddushiv. V'achah yochel medekachim. Ha'ikra bekelim mishtayi denegia ba'almi. All you're doing is touching. Rashmina and kli v'ordin la'adam tful yom lo yiga b'truma. You shouldn't even touch truma. The times we learned how to braisa v'tamei. It says that it's got to be put in water and it is tamei until the night. Yachal akol. You would have thought that it's tamei for everything. Rashi says v'tamei b'may. Yuva vitame. You threw in water and it's tame. Afla achabiyasamayim karutam. Even after it's called tame. So you would have thought it's tame for everything. Tam and lomer vitaher. As the full pasuk states, it's vitame hadaer vitaher. So what's it going and saying vitaher? Talking about that is something which happened already, that it's already tahor. Rather, what should it say is, which is vigitar and it will be. It means to say that it's already tahor. Meaning, even before it became the night, as I gezakt Rashi Hakadosh says, Yachal lakol havitame tamelor vitaher midaloksev v'yitar meshmim midmi karakai kodem erev shemim beforehand. Ivitaher, and if it would have written vitaher, if it just would have written that, then I would think Yachal lakol. I would think that it's going to be tar to everything. Tamelor vitame. Hakeit said, how do you understand what this means? Kan lemaiser, kan lechuma. One's talking about maiser. No, it's talking about truma. So when it's going to become automatic right away, that's talking about meiser. But when it comes to truma, you got to wait until the nighttime. It says, Garva Efechana, why don't we flip it and say it means the opposite things? No, Mesaba, Kehechit, the Chamira, Achilas, Truma, Me Achilas, the Meiser. Achanami, Chamir, Negir, the Truma, Negir, Meiser. It makes more sense because we know that the lachas, when it comes to eating truma, are more machmir than meiser. So to touching also is going to be more machmir. Now, Vibay Sami, we have another answer to come and tell you that even touching is a problem. We learn it from the following. We call Kodesh Lo Siga. The Pasuk says, everything that's Kodesh, don't come and touch. This is talking about the woman who gives birth within the 33 days, 66 days, whether it was a boy or a girl that was born, shouldn't touch. Asara Lo Ochel. This is coming to warn against somebody going into each Truma. Maybe it means even for touching. Maybe the pasuk saying you're not going to touch it while she's a tful yom. Tamid lomer bechol kodesh lo siga ve'la mikdash lo savo makish kodesh lo mikdash. Make a hekesh of kodesh lo mikdash. Ma mikdash davish yesh bo netilas neshama. Af kodesh davish yesh bo netilas neshama. By mikdash, what that means is that a person who's tamid and goes into that area, then they're chayiv kares. And so we're saying af kodesh, so too anything that's kodesh also yesh bo netilas neshama. The only issue is going to be something that's going to come into that category of Netilas Neshama, but Negiyah, Netilas Neshama, Lekum, when it comes to just touching, that doesn't apply. Maybe you're not supposed to go out of your tummy to touch truma or touch kachin, but there's no death penalty if you do. There's no kares, right? So therefore, must be talking about eating. V'hai daf the afke b'loshen negia, and the fact that it speaks on loshen negia, hachikam, what it means is negia ka'achila. Touching it is like eating. As Rashi tells us, negia ka'achila, ha'aser lechol, aser liga. It's aser to eat, aser to touch as well. Next part of the mission, we talked about a psua daka, and that is that if it gets messed up, if the aver gets crushed or gets wounded in some way, gets cut, then the avodim are allowed to have, and they're allowed to have truma. The avodim have truma, but the wives can't have unless they didn't have any relationship with their wife afterwards. Then they can continue to have truma. Says the Gemara, "Man tana mishtameres labia psula daraisa achla." Who is this tana that says that a woman who's mishtameres, meaning she's waiting in order to have an iser daraisa type of relationship? Meaning if she has anything at that point with him, it's going to be a problem. He said, Darai said that she's allowed to have chuma. Amar Rabbi Lazar, b'machlokes shnuya. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. This is a machlokes. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Brings us back to a Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav, Amid Beis. And that is a machlokes about, let's say if you have a grusha or a chalutza, which is married to a kohen, a regular kohen, or an almana married to a kohen gadol, and they'll have truma if they hadn't yet had a relationship. Rabbi Yochanan Amri says, Afilu Tim Rabbi Meir. You give him says, it's going in the world of Rabbi Meir. He's the one who says, Mishtameris Labia Asura is a problem. It wouldn't be allowed to have truma. It says, Shiny Hachash Kvar Achla. In this case, it's different because she already was eating it beforehand. Wasn't that she, things were never okay? They were okay at one point. She was eating. And then something went wrong, and then she's allowed to continue on with that. Rabbi Elazar says, Shekvar Achla Lo Aminan. We don't allow the fact that she already started to eat to continue now to eat. Because if you don't say that, in other words, if you want to say, oh, if it was mutter to eat, then she can continue, then basisol shenisis the coin umes baila tochal. We should simply say that if your basisol is married to a coin and the coin dies, and even though they have no children, she should continue to eat. Why? She already said eating, so therefore don't say that you're allowed to continue just because you started. Rav Yochanan, what about Rav Yochanan who says that no, you're taka allowed to continue eating once you started eating? What's he going to say back? He says, no, hasam paka kinyane. Over there when the husband died, so then the whole kinyan is now gone. It's as if it's uprooted, it's finished. So that's why it's going to be asur to have it. But hachalo paka kinyane, the kinyan wasn't knocked out. It was just that they can't have a relationship with each other anymore. Ezehu pitsua, who's considered a pitsua? So we said, anyone who has the beitzem, get injured, even if only one of them. Tana Rabbana and says the Gemara, Ezu Ptu Daka, what's called Ptu Daka, Koshin, if to Beitzim Shlil, anyone who's Beitzim, get Patsua, if there's some sort of wound. She says, Kemo Petza, Makas, Chere, Vesakin, oh, some sort of sword or something like that comes and gives a wound. Vafilu Achasman, even if it's only one of them. Vafilu Nikvu, even if there was only like a hole that came through it. Vafilu Nimoku, even if they start to melt away or dissolve. Rashi says means it became smaller. It gets some sort of wound, and because of that, it became smaller, like shriveled up. Filu chasu, even if a little bit of it is missing. Rashi says kolshu, even a drop. Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Baruch, shamati mipi chachamim b'kerem b'yavne. I heard in Kerem b'yavne that kolshu ein lo ella beitza achas. Anyone who only has one beitza ein lo ella sris chama v'kasher. Gemara is going to talk about Zuz Chama is something that happened naturally. But Ptsu Daka is going to be someone who something happened unnaturally with some sort of wound or something that happened. So if someone is born and only has one Beitza, that's still going to be fine. He's going to be kosher. He can marry into the Jewish people. Okay, now it says, Sris Chama, Sakadaitach, is that what you think that it means? You say someone has one Beitza that's considered Sris Chama? Swiss Chama generally means a person who is sterile. He can't have any sort of kids. But over here, this case is talking about the fact, not because of problems of sterile, but rather, right, Swiss Chama is if it's coming from something Bidei Shamayim, they got sick or something like that. Right, everything is in proper order. The guy has two baits and everything's there, but it's just not working. But if a person is not able to have a kid because he only has one Beitza, that doesn't seem to be any sort of sickness. It's just lacking a beitza. So how are you calling this a sris chama? Ella arehu kisris chama is like a sris chama, therefore is considered kosher. Rashi goes on to explain, because the law of Sir Torah, ella ptua daka v'dach, because if something had happened here, nothing had technically happened over here. Now, frick the Gemara. One of the things we said is a problem is Vinikav, there's a hole. There's some sort of, the beitza say gets some sort of hole over there. Frick the Gemara, and it's in, what's the problem of the if this guy gets some sort of hole? Vinikav, and if there's some hole, the person is not able to have any children? Like, what's the problem over here? Vinikav, low molid, he's not going to be able to have kids. Baha, who gavad the salak ladika? There was a guy who climbed up on a dekel on a palm tree. Beep, turn the page. I am a base. Vicharze silva bebeitzim. And there was a thorn that went into his beitzim. Rashi says, nukfu coats bebeitzav. That's painful. And v'nafik minei kechot de mugla. And ve'olid came out of him. Rashi says, shifchas zera. Chot de mugla is kemin leichav. Afil hachi olid basar hachi. He had something that was like, was dripping out. And nonetheless, he was still able to go ahead and have children. So the Gemara, hoshalach shmuel akamei de Rav, he stood in front of Rav, Amrle, and he said, "Save Chazer Abanov me'ayinim." Go check if that's true. Go look into that story. Rashi says, "Zanta ishto," not true. He had kids, but it wasn't from his wife. So Taka is not able to have a kid after a circumstance like that. Amrle v'dom Shmuel, patsua daka b'de shemayim kosher. Patsua daka happens b'de shemayim, it's going to be kosher. How does that? What's that mean? Rashi says, "Let's say ra'amim if it's thunder, u'barad if there's hail." Or in fact, he was born in such a way. Says Gemara, Amarava, Hainu de Karina Patsua, Velo Karina and Hapatsua. Patsua means someone who gets wounded, and that Hapatsua is someone who was born already wounded. That's the difference here. But Masisa Tana, we learned it in a Braisa. Nemar says in the Pasuk, Loyova Patsua, can't come in. Venemar Loyova Mamzer, not come either. And we learn one from the other. Malahala Midi Shah Bide Adam, just like the Mamzer comes Bide Adam. Afkan Bide Adam is also to come Bide Adam, therefore it's Bide Shemayim, it's going to be Mutter. Amarava, Patsua, Bakula, and let's say, someone gets wounded in any of these areas. Rashi says, Bakula means a beitzim, the gid, the chute beitzim, shabeitzim tluyim behemetocha kiss. All of these different things are even considered to a dach. And dach, when it gets crushed, like Bakula and segment, all of them as well, everything we just said. Karius Bakula also, if it gets cut, that's also it means any one of these different sections or parts. Patsua Bakula, now we break it down. It says Patsua Bakula and Bain Shinifta Hagid, Bain Shinifta Babetim, Bain Shinifta Chute Babetim, and Dach Bakulan is Bain Shinidach Hagid, whether it was crushed, Bain Shinidchu Babetim, Bain Shinidchu Chute Babetim. Bakaris Bakulan is again Bain Shinichas Hagid, Bain Shinichasu Babetim, Bain Shinichasu Chute Babetim. Armalea Humer Banan Rava, they came along and they said, Mimai the Hai Patsua Daka Bosamakom. Where does it say that it's talking about the Aver? That's what it means. A Patsua Daka is talking about the Aver. Ema Mirosha. Maybe it means his head. His head got crushed a little bit. Something like that. So Amalei, me the lo mana beidoros shma mina bo samakom. We know that there are certain people are not allowed to come into the Kahal Hashem, not allowed to enter in. Sometimes you say until a third generation, until second generation, 10 generations, whatever. But he doesn't say Patsua Daka until a particular generation. Rashi says, me the lo ksiva be ad dor shlishi o asiri kumo shenemar be mamzer. Because in fact he's not able to have kids, therefore it comes out kum tchoy, so it must be talking about that type of circumstance where it's coming from, which means Dever. Maybe the reason why he doesn't say Doris is because he himself is a problem, but his son or his son's son is actually talking to be kasha, and therefore it doesn't go into Doris. There's no reason to. It's just him. No, it's talking about the Aver because we compare it to a Krus Shofcha. We know Krus Shofcha is a person who's not allowed to have kids. Is not able, sorry, to have kids. My Krus Shofcha, Bosamakam, it's talking about Osamakam. It doesn't come out shooting the Zera, but it kind of drips out. So Afainami Osamakam, this too also must be referencing Osamakam, that place. Says Gemara, Krus Shofcha, Gufim, Yamayi, the Bosamakamu. How do we talk about Osamakam? Ema Misifse. Why don't we say that it means that it's coming from his mouth and he has. Rashi says sheshofchim rok, that spit just kind of drips out. Says Gemara shafcha ksiv b'makom sheshofech. Rashi explains that b'kruz shafcha opiv eno shofech elazorik lamerchak. The shofech doesn't spill out. Rather, it goes and gets spit out further. Right when you go and you spill something from your lips, it comes out in the spit. Ve'ema mechot. Well, maybe it means your nose. You know, like a person's nose is running. Miksev b'shfoch. Does it say b'shvoch krus shafcha ksiv? Rashi says miksiv krus b'shvoch Mimakam Arugel Lishbach Kodem Alchein, like a place that was normally that it spills before that? Answer is Kruf Shavcha Ksiv. It says Kruf Shavcha Misha Al Yedei Krisa Shofech, which means to say that because of it getting cut, now it's spilling. Shalo Yedei Krisa Eina Shofech Ela Mekalech. But if it doesn't, if it wouldn't have been cut, then it wouldn't be shofech, mean like spilling, like lishpoch mayim, but rather it'd be mekaleach. It's like kiluach, like you take a shower, it's litkaleach. I think I said that right. Yeah, that it like shoots out. La fukehai, it's just coming to get rid of the nose, the idividi shofech, because in both instances, it's coming out from that way also. It's shofech, it kind of runs in all circumstances. We learned in a brisa. Nemar lo yovah b'tzura daka. Says b'tzura daka can't come into the kahal Hashem. V'nemar lo yovah mamzer. Mamzer can't either. Mal hola b'osam makom. Afkan b'osam makom. Just like it's over there, so it's over here also b'osam makom. Nikev l'mata me'atara. Shekinegdo l'mayla me'atara. Let's say there was a hole that started from the bottom of that Torah, which means from the crown and away from the body, and it goes through, totally through the Aver, till it comes out on the other side, which is above the Torah. What's going to be the din? Samar of Chia Bar Abba Lachshir, he wanted to say that this is something which is going to be kosher, and therefore you can go and marry. Amar Le Ravasi, he says, so Hachi Amar Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi, Atara Kol Shumei Kevis, which means anything in that Torah at all, is going to be Ma'akev, he's not going to go and marry in. It says, Rashi, Kevin Shenikev, over Derech al Pnei Kol Atara, I feel like a culture even a drop. Man, Kevin's told us so. Pesula, it's going to mess up his kids. He's going to be pasul. He's not a marry in. Now, next part of the Mishnah, we said Ve'im Nishtar Me Atara, and let's say a drop of the Atara is left over, then he's going to be fine, right? Even if it gets cut, but it gets cut from the lower part, from the crown and down, away from the body, a little drop is there, then it's going to be fine. Yosef Avinu V'kamei Bar Yilei, you came and he was asking about this. Malo Achut Sha'amu. When it says it's going to be left over like a tiny amount, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Alpnei Kulo, Alpnei Ruba. Does it mean that it's got to be the entirety, that it's got to leave over a drop in the entirety of it, or the majority? Amar lei, Rav Tosfot Ravina, melo achut apnei ruba. What it means is, melo achut kechut means like the amount of a hair's breadth means, even just the majority of it is enough. Uklape reisha. Gotta be, we're talking here on the upper part of the aver, but not on the bottom part of it. A little bit left on the upper part, you're fine. If it's none left over there, it's only the bottom part, then it's problematic. They can't enter in. Amar Rav Huna, more details about this. Kikulmos ksher, if it gets cut, if the Aver gets cut, kakulmos, which means a quill that's used to go right. It's done on the diagonal. Rashi says, kechitach komos, v'mechatkin, as chudo ba'alachson, lichtov ba, it's written on, it's cut on a diagonal, it's right with it, then it's going to be kosher. Kamarze psula, but it's done like a marze. Rashi says, kshenechkach kesilon. It's dug out. It's like, etched in like a pipe, like a tube, and has the funnels on both sides, like a pipe, then it's going to be no good, it's going to be pasul. What's the pshat? Because hi shalit ba'avira v'hai lo shalit ba'avira. When they open that middle part, even though a person technically can have zera coming out, but all that cold air which is going to come in is going to stop it from being able to actually work as a baby. Rosh says a ruach nichas tochad the funos miskarer get it cold. It makes it cold. The tochad ve'ina zera misbashel, and the zera never really gets able to cook up a baby. V'hai lo shal ba'avir, but it comes like the pen that we've said. Betochad gid Rosh says a misbashel zera b'chimum kelchaso. No problem. It's gonna warm up and everything is fine. Rav Chista Amar kemar zev. Sheris is the opposite. If it's like a marzev like that pipe, it's gonna be kasher kakomos psula. Hi, Garid. Says, you know why? Because the first time we said, it's Garid. It brings out, it drags out the Zera from the body at the time of Tashmish, and it actually works. Rashi says, Shari lo nechsar agid me'uvio v'nogea b'tzide arechem u'mischame u'motzi v'yor kichetz. It comes out very strong, gets warmed up, and then it's great. V'hai lo Garid. But then when you do it like the pen, so then it doesn't come out properly. Rashi says, Kakoma Saidish and Nexar Uvio, because it doesn't have the thickness anymore of the circumference of the actual Aver now. Veno Negea, because Erechem is not able to touch the sides of the womb. Vein Mischami, it doesn't warm up so much. Kokach, Vein Nimshach Mitochagof, Bekiluach Chelashosis. It doesn't like shoot out, rather it just kind of drips out. So we had two opinions over there, one flipped the other. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kavasidra of Huna, Mistab makes more sense. Say like Huna that the Alachson one is going to work, the quill does work. And the pipe one doesn't work. High low shalit ba'avira. The high shalba vir, because again, what we said, that's okay, like you said. Imi shum gridusa midi dahava barza de chavisa. Essentially, Rashi explains that although it comes alechson, the bottom part of the aver is going to be able to warm up in a way that's going to cause them to have a child. Amar the Ravina Meir says, "Hachi Amar Marzutra Mishmidra of Papa Hilchas Habein Kekomos Ben Kamarz of Ksheira." Says both of them are going to be kosher. Miu Mibayle Lamata Meatara Olamala. The only question they had is talking about that the cut happened below the crown or above the crown, meaning towards the actual body. Says Gemara Pshita de Lamala Meatara. Obviously, we're talking about a case where it was on the aver itself. The Isaac Adayt Lamata Meatara. That's what you want to say. That's what it was talking about. Afilu Nichra Sagid Nami. Even if that whole part was gone, you just left like a hair's breadth, it would be good. So obviously, that's what it's talking about. Vravina Lashabushe Lamaremar Hudabai. He was just messing with him to see if he's holding shtag. Rashi says, second wide line, last words. Shabushim Miramar, Leida Imchudadhu, Lahashiv Al Shilas. He wants to see if he was sharp to be able to answer his question. Says the Gemara, story time. Ahu of the Dahavim Masa Mechasia. There was a story happening in Masa Mechasia. Rashi says, Ahava Kamarzi. It was like that pipe situation. Shafi Mar Bar of Ashik Akumus. He, what he did is he did a little surgery on it to make it look like the Kumus. And v'achshrei, and then he said, "Okay, now you're good to go." Rashi says, "Chatach habasim mikol tzad v'natol dofne marzei v'asol kekumas v'achshrei Rav Huna." Then he matted it like Rav Huna says. Another story time: Ahu avda dahava pumpadisa. Something happened in pumpadisa that is statim gufsa deshifchas zera. This is the area where the semen actually comes out of, and they got all blocked up. Rashi brings the following. He says, Guvna is a kana, nekev shiro'o ish lahotzi bozera, the hole that the zera comes out of, nistam got all blocked up. Hayamotzi keri derech meir glaimi, who's setting out keri from the place where the piss usually comes out. The time of b'chara, shnei nekavim yish ba'adam, the two people, two holes that come out of a man, echad motzi shasen, ve'echad motzi shivchazera, one sends out urine, the other shivchazera, u'meneim keklipas hashum, it's like a small little membrane over there. So it got all blocked up, and the apikmakam ketanim, he ended up having Zera come out of the place where he usually macht the pish. Savar Abibi Barabaya Lachshura, he wanted to say, okay, this guy's fine, he can go out and he can marry, we're good. As Rashi says, because Sharei Khan, lo batzua, velo dach, velo krus, we got none of the issues here. So Amar Papi, Papi says, Mishum da'asu, beep, turn the page, ayin vavam anaf, mimulai. Because you come from a home that lived for short years, Rashi says, Mishpacha umlala mi beis eli. The Amina Perakam to Shoshana, we say over there that Abai Varav mi beis eli kazu. Because you come from people that live for short lives, and we see mili mulyasa, you're going to say ideas that are short, in other words, ideas that are wrong. What are you saying that over here that this person is going to have kids? Doesn't make sense. Bimkoma mivashla, when it's coming out of the right place, then it works. Shalom bimkoma, but if it's not coming out of the right place, then lomavasha. Not able to go ahead and have children. Okay, my friends, although we are not done with this Indian, we're going to stop over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.